Colourful.
London Jobs Fair.
Colourful Radio.
Good morning and welcome to London's Jobs Fair 2018, right at the heart of Brixton, Lambeth Hall. Isn't it?
It's super exciting to be here because the hustle and bustle is already begun. You don't need to go to any office to be a 9-to-5 right here at Lambeth Town Hall. We've spoken already this morning to Abbott Property Services. They're offering you an opportunity to work with their company as well as Virgin Media. I got a stress ball from Virgin Media. Oh my goodness. I haven't even started the job and they think I'm stressed.
That's what it is. That's Desiree. And my name is Clark. And I've got
Sonia Apollyon.
Good. Actually, if you are looking for a job, there is no reason why you should stay at home. This is where you have to be, the epicenter of potential job employability. Lambeth Town Hall, the London Jobs Fair 2018, the place to be. If you're looking for a job, there ain't no reason why you should stay home. As a matter of fact, this is Colourful Radio broadcasting live from Brixton, Lambeth Town Hall. Jobs Fair 2018 across London and the rest of the world on colourfulradio.com in Birmingham, Manchester and Glasgow on your digital audio broadcast.
And don't forget, there are other ways that you can get in contact with us. But we are here live and direct, broadcasting live and direct at Lambeth Town Hall today for the London Jobs Fair. And listen, there are the government always give us statistics about how many millions of people there are unemployed. I'm telling you, there are hundreds of people here today looking for a job, and there are loads more employers who are looking for people to work for them. So if you are unemployed and you are actually looking for a job or thinking about it, just come down and have a look. It takes nothing off of you to come down and have a look. Is that right, Clarky?
Yes, it's very right. Like I said, we're on the radio telling everybody sometimes that there's no job here and there, but this is the opportunistic time for you to come. Just come and check. Get yourself connected to potential job employability.
Even if you think you don't have any skills, you do have skills. And there are organizations down here who put on training so that they can get you into the job that you want to do, right? There are so many different kind of apprentices out there. And remember, apprentices doesn't stop at age 23. It is a lifelong learning experience. So if you are in your 50s, Clark, right, you can still come down and find yourself a good old job.
Yes, yes. Yes, we've started already. We're going to be going around and interviewing some of the potential job employers and employees. And then you would hear from them as to what they've got to offer. Desiree.
I'm excited because Sonia actually mentioned the apprenticeships. I spoke to Virgin Media, who are doing a special apprenticeship scheme. And they've said there is no age limit, which was so cool. Well done, Sonia. You picked that one right out of the bag. So if you feel like you can work for Virgin Media and you want to change careers, doesn't matter what industry you're coming from, Virgin Media is happy to help you with going into apprenticeship.
I tell you what, it's not only about Virgin Media. There are so many companies here. We've got Learning Curve Group. We've got Coupal. We've got Workwell. We've got National Career Service. We've got Checkers Service. We've got Abbott Properties. We've got so much. You know, so we're going to be telling you the various companies that have presented themselves here, offering their various services. I mean, Colourful Radio, when it matters to the society and the community we live in, we are the heartbeat of it. That's the reason why we're here.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Colourful.
London Jobs Fair.
Colourful Radio.
Guys, this is Sonia Apollyon here reporting live from London Job Fair 2018, and we are actually broadcasting live at Lambeth Town Hall, and I'm joined here by an apprentice. Oh my gosh, her name is Rhea Renee, and she's actually from Shakespeare Globe. Now Rhea Renee, tell us a little bit about what the Shakespeare Globe actually does, first of all.
So Shakespeare's Globe is a theatre that has been around for many, many years. This is our third building. This is the third time they've built the building. And we put on loads of different shows. We have shows for children called Winter's Tales. At the moment, it's our summer season. We have Two Noble Kingsmen, Hamlet, and As You Like It, up and running right now. And
All right. They've got a lot going on at Shakespeare Globe. All right, so you're an apprentice there. So as an apprentice, just tell us a little bit about what it is that you applied for.
Yeah. So I applied to be to do live events and promotion. And at the moment, I work a lot with HR. So I plan different workshops for the staff. So I've done staff inductions, pension workshops, diversity inclusion labs, and those kinds of things. So it's just to do with like the staff, like internally, I plan events for those people.
Awesome. So you're at the London Jobs Fair today. And what is it that you're hoping to achieve for the Shakespeare Globe?
Well, the first thing that we have been putting out there is that we have a volunteers recruitment that's coming up in October.
And what's the recruitment about?
Yeah, so basically our stewards at the Globe, they check tickets, they take people to their seats, make sure everything's running smoothly within like the audience kind of thing. So we're looking, we have over 500 of them at the moment, but we're still recruiting, we're still trying to get new people in, young, old, all types of people.
Awesome. Right, listen, this is the woman that was so shy, she didn't know what she was going to say. Okay, so if there's any listeners out there that they're interested in getting in contact, how do they do that?
So you can go on our website, www.shakespearesglobe.com, and all our vacancies will be up and on there.
Any social media handles?
So we're on Instagram, Twitter, I think Facebook, YouTube, everywhere. You find us everywhere, basically.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Ria Renee.
Colourful.
London Jobs Fair.
Colourful Radio.
Live and direct here at Lambeth Town Hall. This is London Jobs Fair 2018. So we're here at Lambeth Town Hall, and I'm joined here by
Israel
from a company called SW9 Housing. Now, there's a part of me that want to say, right, Israel, let's have a postcode war going on here, but you know, let's keep it professional. So tell us, what do SW9 Housing actually do?
So they're a housing-led community housing, and they provide housing and repair services for the community in Stockwell Park Estate.
Just Stockwell Park Estate?
Yeah, just Stockwell Park Estate. And there's actually three different housing associations in Stockwell Park Estate. So
is this kind of like a bid that your company done and you won this award to be the maintenance for this sector here?
Yeah, so at the moment they have a management contract, and they actually, the landlords are Network Homes, so one of the biggest housing associations in London. Network Homes
are one of the biggest housing associations in London, really? I thought Metropolitan was, mate. Listen, I come from a housing background, you can't fool me, you know. But listen, tell us what you're doing at the London Jobs Fair today.
So here we're promoting the services we do. So at the moment I'm working in a youth project. So I'm trying to get more knowledge of what the young people are facing. So 13 to 21 year olds, what kind of experiences they're facing now, what challenges and what we can do to help them.
And so here today, what kind of people do you think you want to recruit?
So just anyone that has worked in youth work before and wants to get back into it, or that's looking for jobs in it, or volunteering. So we run fortnightly sessions, one session with 13-year-olds to 18-year-olds, and one session with 18-year-olds to 24-year-olds.
Okay, so thanks very much for that. If there's anybody out there that's listening and they think like, oh, you know, I want to get involved in SW9, how can they do that?
So if they just come, I'm just right near the entrance, SW9 Community Housing, and I'll be there the whole day. Or they can email SW9, get involved at sw9.org.uk.
That's what I want to say. sw9.org.uk.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Israel. Go on, you've got more to say now.
You got it wrong. It's get involved at sw9.org.uk.
Get involved at sw9.org.uk.
Yeah. Awesome. Help young people, basically. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Right, stay there, don't go away.
Colourful.
London Jobs Fair.
Colourful Radio.
London Jobs Fair at London, at Lambeth Town Hall. So this is Sonia Ponin reporting live from London Jobs Fair. And I'm joined here by Elisa from Housekeep. Now, I went to her stall here and I thought, oh, right, a cleaning platform, a platform for cleaners. And I kind of like guess what it is, but I want you to tell our listeners what actually is the platform. What Housekeep actually do?
So Housekeep's been going for about 4 years now, and our mission is to build the best technology to allow home cleaners to connect to customers in a local area. So that way they're able to choose their areas, where they'd like to work, and their hours. So it's incredibly flexible for them. And we've just got over 1,000 active housekeepers, got loads of customers that are booking in on a regular basis, and we just want to get more people engaged with what we're doing to give them the flexible work solution for them, essentially. And yeah.
So if I'm coming forward a bit, please. So if I'm in the domestic industry and I'm looking for a job, right? So I know that there are loads of agencies out there, but are you saying that if I registered on your platform, I will be able to find work, or what else happens?
Yeah, definitely. So we want you to come to www.housekeep.com, click on the link, become a cleaner. You'll be able to register, and then once get you booked in for an orientation session with us, where you get to meet the team, we explain how the app works, how payment works, and we can get you started the next day.
So they can find jobs there as well?
Straight away.
Awesome. So what is it that you're hoping to achieve today at London Jobs Fair?
Today, we really want to meet new people. We want to find people who are looking to get into a flexible type of working, and certainly meet, there's some fantastic stands here, lots of other people doing learning, job opportunities, and get to meet them as well.
Awesome. So is there an age limit of people that can apply to your organisation?
So we do ask that everyone has at least 6 months home cleaning experience. So definitely sort of 19 plus, but anyone who has that experience, wants to try something a little bit different, please come down and see us.
Okay. So this is like working in the community. So do people need to come with their own DSB, or do you arrange for that for them as well?
We do all of that ourselves. So we do a basic DBS for the housekeepers before they join. And also we share top tips. You know, we deal with customers every day, so top tips on how to get that 5-star clean.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Lisa. So that's Lisa from Housekeep. So if people want to get in contact with you, just turn on the website again, please, Lisa.
Perfect. www.housekeep.com.
Awesome. Listen, guys, and hashtag London Jobs Fair. And also hashtag Colourful Radio. We want to see what you're getting up to. This is Sonia, over and out.
Colourful. Colourful. Colourful.
London Jobs Fair.
Colourful Radio. Colourful,
colourful,
colourful.
London Jobs Fair.
Colourful Radio.
Right, Sonia Ponian here, reporting live and direct from the London Jobs Fair at Lambeth Town Hall in South London. There's some people out there that say that, there's surveys out there that say there's millions of people unemployed, but there's hundreds of employers here who are looking for people to employ. So get yourselves down here at Lambeth Town Hall. Now I'm joined here by Bernard from Medax. That is an unusual name, Bernard. Medax, you know. Okay, so tell us what Medax
is. Medax is a healthcare company, and presently we are in the Lambeth Town Hall recruiting for work in the community. London boroughs, especially the southern part of London boroughs, Southwark, Lambeth, Croydon, Sutton, Lewisham.
South of the bridge, mate, south! And so you're here today, and what kind of age group people are you looking for? What kind of facilities are you offering them in terms of like training?
With the age group, anybody that comes on our table or on our books has to be 18 and above. Yeah.
18 and above. When they come to you, if they don't have a DBS, do you get that? Do you arrange the training? They may come with no experience.
It depends on which experience that you have, but ideally we're not looking for anybody that has got a care experience. We're looking for people that have empathy, willing to work in the community, looking to help vulnerable people in the community. Our work base is actually the candidate going into the client's home to care for the clients. We do offer an indoor training, which is a mandatory training for 3 days. We do offer free DBS. Obviously, you have to have a DBS before we can put you to work in the community.
Awesome. Right. So if anybody wants to get in contact with you, tell them how they do that. Website, Twitter, Instagram.
Yeah, we do have websites for our home care department, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn.
The website
is www.medax.com.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Bernard. So that's it from me, guys. Hand back over to the studio.
Hey. Like 4 a.m. Colourful, 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 colourful.
London Jobs Fair.
Colourful, colourful, colourful.
London Jobs Fair.
Colourful, colourful Radio.
Right, Sonia Ponian reporting live here at London Jobs Fair at Lambeth Town or in South. Okay, I'm joined here by Danny Sear from JVA Electricals. Danny, tell us a little bit about what JVA actually do and why are you here at London Jobs Fair?
Well, we're basically an electrical company, family-run business by Jim Albert, the managing director, and Craig, his son. We do a lot of social housing works in Kent and across London. And basically, we're here today to assist in apprenticeships and people finding work.
Okay, so if there are people out there that are listening and think, well, actually, you know, I fancy a little bit of electrical stuff, do they need any kind of formal experience or any qualifications, anything like that, to join you?
A general knowledge really is great as a start, but obviously if they want to get involved in electrical industry, they're best off Googling Joint Training Limited, which is JTL for short, and they're basically a service provider, and they give all the apprenticeships and all the training that they need, and then they would come and work with us as work experience and to have like a day release at college.
So what age group people are you looking for today here?
Ideally, anyone between the age of 16 and 19. They do offer training after that age, but obviously I think you have to pay for a little bit yourself. But if they're 16 to 19, it's government funded.
Awesome. So listen, guys, if you're out there and you're looking for a job in the electrical industry, how do people get in contact with you?
They can look online at www.jvaelectrical.co.uk. Or if they can Google JTL Joint Training Limited.
Or you can get yourselves down to Lambeth Town Hall.
That would be good as well.
Thank you very much, Danny.
Thanks a lot.
Over and out to the studio.
London Jobs Fair. On for Colourful Radio.
It's your boy.
ATG Music.
I like how you run your wisdom, mommy. I like it, your body, your best, mommy. Oh, baby, baby, just whining. I like your whining. You got perfect timing. Just whining, just grinding.
Yeah, still at the thick of it at the Lambeth Hall, London's Jobs Fair. We've been having engaging conversation, as we do, usually with some potential employers right here. It's all about the availability of jobs, vacancy. So we've been speaking to companies like Virgin Media, Kate and Paige from Abbott Services, procurement businesses from PFH Opportunities, services and maintenance jobs for engineers, Chris and Sarah from McIntyre Electricals, and many more. So let's hear from them.
Abbott Property Services stand, and I've got Kate and Paige. I'm not sure if Paige will be able to join us, but Kate, tell us a little bit about Abbott Property Services and what you have to offer.
Okay, so Abbott Property Services is one of the leading property recruitment agencies in London. We're actually award winning. We won recruitment provider of the year last year.
Well, that's one to keep in check.
Basically, we do everything property. We recruit for temporary, permanent, and we also have a dual management side of things, which is basically where we employ people sort of permanently, and we look after all of the HR for sites. So we like got a three-pronged attack, really. We recruit all over London, anything property, from like a cleaner up to an estate manager.
What's the criteria for someone who wants to join Abbott?
So if you want to join Abbott, you obviously, ideally on the permanent side of things, you'd want some kind of experience. But we also have an Abbott Academy.
Oh, wow!
So,
that's really cool!
We train concierges, we train fire marshals. So we in-house train everybody that we use. So our clients know that they're getting a quality person, a quality candidate.
Job today, what do they need to do to impress you today?
To impress us today, we're looking for people that have got like keen to work. Obviously, we'll be getting them into the office, but that's the main aim for us today. We want to try and get as many people to come down to our office and register with us.
Yeah.
Because we've got so many jobs that we need to fill, and we just need really, really good candidates, because it's a candidate driven market.
Yeah, it is.
That's what we're here for.
Oh, well, good luck. I hope you find the
right
one.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Now on to Asha of Checkers Contract Services Limited. So, Asha, are you ready for us? Good morning.
Hi.
You're such a very busy, beautiful woman. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad. Tell us on Colourful Radio, Checkers Contract Services, what do you do?
Okay, so we do cleaning, electrical and grounds maintenance. We're an award-winning cleaning company in Croydon. We are pan-London. We go all the way down to Oxford, down to Essex. Some of our contracts include like commercial cleaning, offices, Box Park, we do schools, colleges. That's about it pretty much.
And what are the ages that you employ?
Oh, we have no age restriction, no age barriers. We welcome all walks of life. If you meet any minimum requirements, then there we go. We provide training. We do big training, we're an assessor. We also do BAGMA.
So what are your basic requirements, entry?
Right, so if it's for cleaning, pretty much, you just got to be willing. That's about it. I mean, if you're under 18, of course, there would be other lines that we would go down, so we'd have to make sure what you're doing is safe, etc., etc., but it wouldn't be a barrier. If it's something like grounds, you might need a driving license. If you haven't got a driving license and we've still got vacancies available for you and you have no grounds experience, we might put you on a team to work with, give you training on the machinery, health and safety, cost, etc., etc. So yeah, we're quite open. We're quite a big company as well, in regards to staff. So we're always looking for new people, always take on new people.
Is the pay good?
Yeah, we like to, I'd say we pay London living wage quite around London, quite a big part of London. I'm not complaining, I work there, so you know.
It's been nice talking to you.
You too, take care.
Colourful.
London Jobs Fair.
Colourful Radio.
Yeah, so I'm here at the heart of Brixton Lambeth Hall, Jobs Fair 2018, with Sean, Paola and Sarah. Oh, beautiful names. What do you do?
So so Coupal is the world's largest on-demand staffing platform. We offer work across hospitality, events, offices and logistics. And we provide jobs to anyone in London. So if you have no experience to plenty of years experience, we offer really high paying jobs. And we also offer training as well. So if you need to gain experience in hospitality and waitressing, we have in-house training team, which trains new recruits. We also offer float online hospitality training as well. And we have a great bonus scheme as well. So for this summer, we have something called the Big Summer Bonus. Whoever works for us with us throughout the summer, does 10 shifts a month, they get entered into a prize draw to win 15 prizes a month. And those 15 prizes can be from games consoles to theatre tickets. And then at the end of the summer, people who work 50 plus shifts from June to September will win one of 5 holidays up for grabs.
That's very beautiful of you. Is that Sarah?
Yeah.
Good. Sarah, tell us about flexible hours.
So we're pretty much based off the app, so you can sign up and choose what days you're available to work. We have different job requests coming through to your mobile, and it could be they need someone tomorrow night from 9 to 10. You can say I'm available to do that. If you're not, if you're studying, for example, it's really good for students. So, you know, during exam time, you don't have any commitment to do a job. You just work when and where you can. And that's sort of the flexible work that we offer.
It's been nice talking to you.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Colourful Radio.
Right, this is Sonia Ponian here, reporting live at London Jobs Fair from South London and Lambeth Town Hall. Now, I'm joined here by two wonderful women who are doing absolutely fantastic things in the community, and they are from an organisation called Care Watch. Now, Najet, you know I'm going to start with you, baby. Tell us a little bit about Care Watch and what you do.
Care Watch is a bigger company in UK. We have all around UK office, especially in London. We have a lot of office, a lot of branch all around London. Our basic in Edgware Road, that's Westminster, and under that office, we've got a lot of branch like Haringey, Lambeth, Chelsea and Kensington. We've got Westminster, Ealing. We've got all of this branch.
All right, she's going like a good one. Okay, so what do Care Watch actually do?
We do the ministry care. Okay, more going house to house. We look after over 16 years old, all the older people. We look after them, yeah.
And Maria, I'm going to ask you, you're at London Jobs Fair today. What kind of people are you looking for today?
Well, we're looking for people that want to do some care, people that are looking for part-time jobs, full-time jobs, weekend carers. We're recruiting for any type of work because there's a demand and the money's good.
Okay, so listen to this, guys. If you're out there and you're looking for jobs, she said there's a demand. She's looking for people. They are looking for people. So if you're out there and you want a job, contact CareWatch. Now listen, what age group people are you looking for today?
Well, we're looking for, we're hiring over 18, but students that can do, they can work full weekends, mothers that can do mornings or evenings when their parents, when their partners are at home, any.
Awesome. All right, Najet, back to you. So if somebody comes to your organization and they want to sign up, okay, what is the procedure?
First, they will call us. After that, we give them some appointment to come for an interview, fill application form. After that, we go put them through in the induction. That's induction takes like 4 days, full induction, full training from 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
All right. So if they need, if they're not experienced and they think, oh, my God, I don't know if I should apply for them, do they need experience or qualification?
We give them full induction, okay? They doesn't need that experience. But we know that everyone, some of them are looking after their mother, after their dad, their mom, their grandma. This caring job doesn't need that much experience. And also give them that training, make them more comfortable because it's a full training for 4 days from 9 to 4 o'clock.
Awesome. And if there's anybody out there that wants to get in contact with CareWatch, how do they do that?
Just website, yeah. Go to website, www.carewatch.carewatch.go.uk. .go.uk.
Right, so it's carewatch.co.uk.
Yes, .co.uk.
Awesome. Thank you very much, ladies. Back to you, Desiree.
Colourful. Colourful. Colourful.
London Jobs Fair.
Colourful, colourful radio. If you see me gone, it's all right. I'll be back before it's daylight. And if you feel that something ain't right, I'll be back before it's daylight.
Sonia Ponian here again from London Jobs Fair, and I'm here with Wandsworth Foster Care Organiser.
Fostering team.
Right, okay. And I'm here with Siobhan.
Hi, everyone.
And Ami.
All right, so these ladies have been running away from me all day. Can you believe it? Like I'm some ogre. All right, guys. All right, Siobhan, right, because you're the one that don't want to talk, really. So tell us a little bit about Wandsworth Foster Care team and what you actually do.
Okay, so we recruit foster carers and we also support them and supervise them looking after children in their home. And today we're here to find as many foster carers as possible.
Hold on, I only asked you one question, you know. All right, Ami, right, so you're here at London Jobs Fair. What kind of people are you looking for? Huh?
We're looking for people who basically have a huge amount of love in their heart for young people, babies, from babies up to the age of 18. Because these are children who are coming into care for various reasons from their parents. And we need a loving home for them. So that's the most important thing that we require for our foster carers is love and time for children.
Okay, so I've got time and I've got love in my heart, but I don't have the experience or the qualifications. So what would I do?
You don't need any paper qualification. Like I said, the criteria is the ability to care for children, love and nurture them. Everything else would come with the training that we give our foster carers. And that starts, from when we visit your home and we assess. One thing that we do need in terms of qualification is like having a spare bedroom. If you do not have a spare bedroom, you can have a baby that's to be a baby carer in your bedroom up to the age of 2 years.
Okay, these girls are running away from me in the microphone. I feel like I'm trying to shove it down your throat. All right, so Siobhan, right. So I understand the concept now that you're looking for carers, all right? But, you know, I've got a little bit of a background, you know. Some years ago, I got caught shoplifting. Is that going to go against me?
Okay, well, as long as it's not any criminal convictions against children or vulnerable adults, it should be fine.
And so I've got to do a DBS, and I've got to fill out forms. Do I tell you that I've got this criminal conviction?
Yes, please disclose it, because it will come up anyway.
Definitely.
Yes.
So sometimes the people that have any mark on their DBS and don't tell us, that's where it becomes a problem. Tell us from the word go so that we will factor it in. Because if you don't and it comes up later, that's when we start to question your credibility as, you know, someone who we can trust.
Awesome. All right, so today you're here at London Jobs Fair and you want people to come down. But if people can't come down, how can they get in contact with you?
Okay, so they can call us on our telephone number, which is 0208-871-6666.
All right, sing it again together, girls.
0208-871-6666. And we've got a website as well, which they can go to Wandsworth Council and you can see the foster carers. And if it's like, all the information is on there for foster carers about the fees, the support, the training, all the contact details.
Let me just ask you one question, right? So I'm a foster carer in Lambeth, okay? And now I'm applying for foster care in Wandsworth. My experience I've had with Wandsworth, does that go with me in Lambeth or do I have to start all over again?
It goes with you, so that's fine. So all we have to do, we'll look at the assessment that was done with Lambeth and we may update it. And things, so that's fine, it's not a problem.
Right, guys, so if you're out there, you've got a loving heart, you love children, and you want to do something else with your life, you've got a spare bedroom, get on to Wandsworth Foster Care. And it doesn't matter how old you are, you just got a 18 plus?
21 plus.
It doesn't matter then. So you've got to be 21 plus. Thanks, guys, that's it. Over to Desiree.
Colourful,
colourful,
colourful.
London Jobs Fair.
Colourful radio.
Run this road, boy! They don't know. Billy.
Lloyd Sky on the beat.
Job. Colourful, colourful, colourful.
London Jobs Fair. Colourful radio.
Right, Sonia Ponin here. Against that, I'm doing all the interviews today. What's going on with you guys? Why are you sitting behind that deck? So listen, I'm here, joined here by Nikki from Orbit. Orbit Housing Association?
That's correct, yes.
All right, now listen, I know you got your script there, but I got my script as well, baby girl. So let's go with the flow. Okay, so Nikki, tell us what Orbit does.
Okay, so since 2013, we've invested over £12 million back into our communities. We've helped more than 800 people back into work. One of our employment programs is the Better Days program.
Right, okay. So let's talk about the Better Days, because we are at the London Jobs Fair, and today you're here to recruit people for the Better Days program. So tell us a little bit about the Better Days program and the kind of people that you're looking to recruit.
Okay, so we do an employment information and advice service. We help all customers get into work. We help them into training opportunities. We cover most of the UK from Orbit. Each office has their own geographical area that they would cover. And we can help with CVs, interviews, right through to the end when they start an employment.
Oh, right. So you're not just looking for housing officers then?
No, definitely not. Anyone unemployed that's in certain locations, we can put through to one of our work coaches.
Right. And if there's anybody out there that's listening that thinks, well, I fancy working with Nikki, how do they get in contact with you?
All they need to do is go onto the Better Days website, which is betterdays@orbit.org.uk.
Alternatively, get yourselves down to Lambeth Town Hall because she'll be here all day.
Certainly will. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Nikki.
Thank you.
Awesome. Right. Over to you, Desiree.
Colourful,
colourful,
colourful.
London Jobs Fair.
Colourful radio.
Right, Sonia Pony here again. Today I am the roving reporter, and I'm joined here by Alexandra from Jobs Today?
Today.
Okay, so Alexandra, tell us a little bit about what Job Today do.
Yes, so basically it's an application you can download from your phone, you can use it from your laptop, but it's better to download it on your phone. It's a kind of a bridge that connects employers and job seekers. It's really quick, you can get a job in less than 24 hours.
All right, so if I download the app and I sign up, what kind of jobs can I expect to find on there?
Any sort of jobs. We have all sorts of categories, from hospitality to retail, customer service, office and admin, healthcare and care at work, all sorts of jobs.
Okay. So do I need any training to use this app, or is there any kind of training courses?
No, it's very intuitive and very quick. All you need to do when you download it is just setting up your profile. It takes about 5 minutes of your time, and you can start applying directly to jobs.
And how do the employers contact me?
there is an instant chat, so they get back to you instantly, like just WhatsApp. You're just basically sending them a text.
All right, okay. So this is kind of like a new thing, or is this kind of like been around for a long time? Because I've never heard of this before.
No, it's 3 years old. It's a baby still.
So if people want to go onto this a website, I'm taking it, right? Do they have to pay a subscription or anything like that?
No, absolutely. It's totally free. You can download it from Google Play or the Apple Store.
Okay, and if I get a job or if I download it and I apply for a job, do I have to make a payment then?
No, absolutely. No, it's just very fast forward between you and the employer. We're just a bridge that connects both of you. We have a competition that runs through the summertime. So if you get hired through the summertime period, you just fill a link that is on our application on the website, on the leaflet that we're going to give around to people. We basically, you will win. If you win, if you're lucky enough, we will double up your salary for the first month.
Awesome. So if anybody wants to download this app, they can go to their app store. So I'm an Apple girl. Yeah. Is it in the Apple store?
Yeah, absolutely.
If anybody's got Galaxy?
Yeah.
And do you have a website?
Yes, we do. Jobtoday.com. Jobtoday.com.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Alexandra. So if you're out there and you're looking for a job and you've got an Android or a smartphone, you can download the app and it takes 5 minutes and you never know, you can get a job within the next 24 hours. Okay, thanks very much. Listen, here.
Colourful.
London Jobs Fair.
Colourful Radio.
Everything is gonna be fine, yeah.
Okay, roving reporter here, Sonia Podium, broadcasting live from London Jobs Fair at Lambeth Town Hall. Now, I'm joined here by Susanna from Learning Skills Solution. Susanna, tell us what Learning Skills Solution actually do.
We offer free courses for adults. We offer English and maths courses together with CSCS, which is the construction, or security. So if you're looking to, you know, get upskilled, then we are the right place for you to go.
She's proper pono in her company. Why not? Come over here. So listen to this. So you're at London Jobs Fair today, and you do English and maths. I'm assuming you do other things as well. But what kind of people are you actually looking for today?
Well, anyone who's over 19 years of age can come and access our courses. That's due to our government funding.
And is there any kind of, so do they have to be unemployed, or can they be in employment and still go on your training course?
Yes, so they can be unemployed in receipt of benefits. They can be self-employed or employed. They don't have to receive the benefits then. Yeah. Okay.
So if they're employed, do they have to pay a certain part of the training?
No, it's all free. That's because if they finish their English and maths qualification with us, we receive the government funding from the Skills Funding Agency and the European Social Fund, which actually covers the cost of training, that is CSCS or SIA.
Awesome. And if there's anybody out there that thinks that I want to get skilled up on my maths and English, because maths and English plays a very important role in society these days. Even if you don't have a job that requires you to use maths and English, they still want you to have that qualifications. And if your qualifications is more than 5 years old, you have to redo it. So the Learning Skills Solution, Learning Skills and Solutions is a good place to start. So if there's anybody out there that thinks, well, okay, I need to go and get my maths and English, how do they get in contact with you?
Okay, so first point of contact today, we have a stand just over there in the middle. Or you can email us at battersea@learningandskillsolutions.com or waterloo@learningandskillsolutions.com. Those are our two centres in South London. So if you need to get in touch, that's where you do that.
And if people just want to find out information before they contact you, how do they do that?
Yeah, well, same email. You can Google us, okay? You can go on Facebook. We've got our Facebook page, Learning and Skills Solutions Limited, so you can get all the info just there.
Do you have a website at all?
Yes, we've got a website, learningandskillsolutions.com.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Susanna. Over to you, Desiree.
Colourful.
London Jobs Fair.
Colourful Radio.
Dakotosi, Mufa Dakolosi. Tibashi Tomasi Shangolosi.
Colourful.
London Jobs Fair.
Colourful Radio.
You can see me on TV after this. This is my audition tape.
Exactly. Right. Sonia Ponyon here, reporting live from the London Jobs Fair at Lambeth Town Hall, baby. And I'm joined here by Mandeep from Highfield House. Now, Mandeep, tell us a little bit about Highfield House and what you actually do. Because it's a little bit specialist, isn't it?
It is. We are an organisation that work in South London. We provide care to individuals with complex care needs. So people that have neuro disability, spinal injuries, and quite a lot of ventilator and tracheostomies. We've got two homes, and both have about 90 patients full capacity.
Okay, so you're at the London Jobs Fair today. What kind of people are you looking for?
So because of our homes, we can recruit across admin, we can recruit across kitchen, laundry, maintenance, that kind of stuff. But the bulk of it will be healthcare assistants. You don't need any previous experience, just a right attitude, and we can work with you and qualify you up and training you up for free.
For free? Does that mean the government's paying for that?
It'll come from somewhere.
All right. So what age group are you looking for in particular?
So with regards to the care assistants, you have to be 18 plus. With the other roles, you can be younger. And we do work with sort of training apprenticeship, work experience from 16 upwards, but 18 really.
Okay. And what about DBS? Do they need to have a DBS or do you apply for the DBS for them?
We will apply for a DBS. We will do the full recruitment structure with them. We welcome people, come in, have a walking tour of the house, see if it's for you, vice versa. It's got a good friendly environment in both homes. And then we'll take you through a 45-minute interview process and then kind of do everything after that.
Okay. So this house that you've got, it sounds like a mansion. Okay, 45 rooms, is it?
45 bedroom, yeah.
So where are you located?
So we've got two locations, one in West Norwood, very close to Streatham Hill, and the other one is in Purley. Purley.
So if there's anybody out there who's from those surrounding areas and they're thinking about, okay, I want to get a job with Highfield, how do they do that?
They come and see us at the back of the hall and we can just give them a bit of information, or they can visit our website, which is fairlyhealthcarelimited.co.uk.
Say that again.
fairlyhealthcarelimited.co.uk.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Mandeep. That's it.
Thank you.
Not that hard, was it?
No.
Good. Right, over to you, Desiree.
Colourful.
London Jobs Fair.
On Colourful Radio.
We don't watch nobody. We just want to be happy. Be happy.
Colourful.
London Jobs Fair.
On Colourful Radio.
Yes, we want a party. We don't watch nobody. But you can't keep partying without having a job. So this is the right place for you to be. London Jobs Fair. At Lambeth Hall 2018. What does your personal image say about you? What does your personal branding even means? Let's explore ideas of what you can do to make your personal image or presentation the better one, of course. And if you want that, this is the place for you to be. So you've got a CV. Great. But is it a winning CV? If it's not, this is the rightful place for you to be. We've been talking to some employers, potentially, and this is what they have to say.
So I'm here at the Virgin Media stand with Aravind and Paul. Guys, thank you for coming today. Could you tell us a little bit about the jobs that are available with Virgin Media?
So with Virgin Media, you've got an array of different jobs, you know, whether it's in the access arena, network expansion, where we're, you know, now going into streets where we don't actually offer our services,
okay,
but we're expanding our network. We've got our apprentice scheme for, you know, young and, you know, anyone that wants to come and start an apprenticeship scheme and also gain some qualifications at the same time. We've also got our access field technician roles, so anyone who has some level of qualifications and background experience, you know, they can join our team. And yeah, we've got loads of opportunities. It's been a big break.
What are you looking for in someone who's looking for a job at Virgin Media? What's the criteria really?
Just looking for someone you know, who's very energetic, bubbly, you know, who's very like yourself. Someone, yeah, who's very energetic, bubbly, you know, he's ticking all the right boxes in the sense of we're not necessarily looking for, like, qualifications that need to be overqualified. As long as they show a very keen interest, they show like they're, you know, they want an opportunity, they, you know, they want to prove something to us, to themselves, they're showing signs of, you know, wanting to move up the career ladder, there's loads of opportunity there. You know, as long as they show keen interest in it, that makes all the difference. You know, that gets us going and keeps us engaged in that, and we'll take it from there.
Nice. Paul, do you want to tell me what it's like working at Virgin Media?
Well, It's not like any other job. Every day is a different day. You get to meet all sorts of people from different backgrounds, and I get to go out a lot to these kind of events.
Oh,
so
nice.
So that's one of the perks of the job, really. But you get some really good benefits working for Virgin. Yep. So you get heavily discounted Virgin Media services. You get your birthday off every year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That's why I joined.
That's definitely one to join the company for. Thank you so much for today, and hopefully we'll be able to find some more people.
Thank you.
Straight to Mears. Is it Mears?
Mears.
Yeah, making people smile. So I'm with Alex and Alison
and Michael.
Alison and Michael. What do you do to make people smile?
Mears, we're a housing care provider. We provide repair and maintenance, so across lots of housing contracts across the UK. We also build new homes. We offer domiciliary care across the UK as well.
Michael, how expensive are your buildings?
We don't actually build buildings for social housing. We're building new developments for more affordable housing, and that's a new part of the group business. But the mainstay of the business is housing and social housing. So public sector, we work for a lot of social landlords, councils, housing associations. We are the biggest provider of housing for homeless people. We are a registered provider ourselves, so, and that's part of our other offer that we do is Mears Housing Management, which is we help organisations, housing associations, to purchase properties, identify them, we can fund them, we manage them, we repair them, and we maintain and collect the rents and everything. So it's a full package.
Wow, what a full package. Excellently spoken there. Is this your first time of coming to the job fair?
It is mine, yes. First time I've been here.
You've been here already?
No, this is my first time as well. Okay. We've been to lots of other job fairs. This is my first time in this one. But I think as a company, we've been here before and it was successful. So that's why we've returned.
It's been nice talking to you.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Colourful.
London Jobs Fair.
On Colourful Radio.
So we are here at the heart of the Jobs Fair 2018 in Lambeth Town Hall, the heart of Brixton, PFH, doing things differently. Mr. Dan, what do you do differently?
Well, we are a procurement business, so we support a number of different organisations in being able to access procured opportunities and help them generate value. So in terms of our offer and how we're different, we like to think that we can add significant value to local authorities and housing associations and that type of organisation.
You've managed 213 million of spend on behalf of members. How did you do that?
Really through a lot of hard work and through being able to have good conversations with lots of our different members. But essentially what we look to do is work with our members so that they can pool their spending power and essentially drive better deals and better prices by using that collective spending power.
Are you purposely here to sell your product or to employ?
A bit of both, really. I think if we can help the job seekers in any way we can by exposing them to our network of suppliers and providers, then that'd be great. But also, obviously, if there's any opportunities for us to help drive value with the member organisations as well, then that's a bonus.
It's been nice talking to you.
Thanks very much.
So this is Sonia Pony here, broadcasting live from the London Jobs Fair 2018 in Lambeth Town Hall. Now, I'm just speaking to Marcus Silver. Now, Marcus Silver is from a company called Checkers. So, Marcus, listen, tell us a little bit about Checkers. You just told me that I've got 180,000 there.
So, Checkers has been in business for over 30 years now. It was started by Gary and Paul Gill. They started it as a window cleaning company, and obviously it's gone from strength to strength, and it is what it is nowadays.
Of course, because I see these vans all over the place.
Rightly so. We have around about 180 vehicles on the road.
Yeah.
So you're bound to bump into one of our vans at any stage during the day.
But tell us a little bit why you're at London Jobs Fair.
Oh, it's basically to put a little back into the community as well. You know, we look at these events like the sort of right opportunity to talk to people, engage them into, you know, offer them what we have, and possibly giving them a job as well.
Okay, so what do Checkers do? Because I know you do a lot of things.
So it goes from communal cleaning, you know, office cleaning. We offer bulk waste refusal. We offer window cleaning, electrical and building, even furniture nowadays. So whatever your requirement is, we can fulfill that.
Right. So if there's anybody out there that wants to look up Checkers, how can they do that?
Well, website, yeah, Checkers, contracts.co.uk.
So spell Checkers for the public.
C-H-E-Q-U-E-R-S, checkerscontracts.co.uk.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Alex.
Thank you.
Not Alex, you are Alex. Marcus, I always get names wrong.
Good. I'm here with Mr. Steve from Northgate. You can depend on Northgate for 35 years experience. Okay, so what are you here for today?
Well, we're very much promoting probably the largest light commercial fleet on a non-contractual basis. So you can come in at any day, pick up a van at the lowest possible rates out there, which is a price guarantee, and return it whenever you need it.
Are you only here to sell your product or to employ as well?
Well, we do both. We look after all the major housing associations every year, and we've now become a platinum partner, so we're invited. We're always looking for staff. We have 17 depots around London from north, south, east and west, so wherever they are, there's always employment for van drivers, high desk people. We even offer apprenticeships and mechanics.
And what are your basic requirements?
Turning up.
That's good. It's been nice talking to you.
No problem. Thank you.
Colourful.
London Jobs Fair.
Colourful Radio. Cool.
Right. This is Sonia Polian here, broadcasting live with Colourful Radio at London Jobs Fair in Lambeth Town Hall. Now, listen, there are loads of people here. There's loads of employers here looking for employees. And there's so many thousands of people that they say that it's unemployed and that there are no jobs around. There are jobs around. These employers are looking for loads and loads of people. And I'm joined here right now by National Careers Service, and I'm here with Sonia. She's trying to like slip away. She's been trying to avoid me all day. So Sonia to Sonia. Hi Sonia, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Nice to meet another fellow Sonia.
Amen. How do you spell it? S-O-N-I-A?
Absolutely.
It's the only way to go, baby. The only way to go. Okay, so tell us what you're doing here at London Jobs Fair.
Okay, so part of the National Career Service, what we're doing here is we're here to give people careers advice. So that's one-to-one advice, group advice. We run workshops on all sorts of different things, CV help, motivation, confidence building, accessing the hidden job market, interview skills, anything to do with getting you back to work.
Right, you said two things there that like sparked something off in my brain, motivation and interview. So let's talk about motivation. So if somebody comes to you and they're a little bit shy, I suppose it's somebody like a school leaver, they come to you and they're not quite confident, what kind of things do you do to help to build them up?
Okay, so the service is really for people who are 19 and above for this National Career Service. But what we're looking at is really doing a bit of a diagnostic with them. So understanding where they are, why are they not working, what's stopping them, and giving them the tools to help them move forward. So maybe that is just giving them a talk about actually feeling more confident within themselves. So sometimes people have got the tools, they've got the skills, but they might not feel confident. So it's about understanding what can we do to help them, give them a bit more confidence, talk about the skills, because sometimes people think they don't have skills. Even if they're not working, they're raising children, negotiating skills, communication skills. All of those items can help them to build their confidence at then job searching.
Right, so even if you're a young mother, you've got transferable skills. This is what I'm hearing you saying, you've got transferable skills here. So don't think that just because you're a mom and you're stay at home, you don't have skills, you can transfer them. So let's talk a little bit about the interviewing skills. How do you prepare people for interviewing? Because that can be a daunting task, as you know.
Absolutely. Interview skills, brilliant. What we can do is we do lots of different things. So we can do mock interviews with people. So that is a one-on-one where we get them to come in and we are going to interview them as an employee. And we're going to be looking at their competencies, how they can sell those competencies to the employer, how they deal with just the standard questions. Why do you want the job? Not because it's near where you live, but because you've looked at it, you've researched it. We talk about research. We talk about how do they know that this is the job for them? And also questions, because a lot of times people being interviewed think that it's only about them being interviewed. It's a two-way process. So you interview them, they interview you. So all sorts of different things to make them feel confident, and also talk to them about different types of interview. Is it a one-on-one interview? Is it a panel interview? Is it going to be some kind of competency-based interview? So is it going to be a telephone interview? Is it going to be a visual interview? How many people are being interviewed? Who are those people that are interviewing you? What do you know about them so that you can be more successful?
Awesome. Okay, so the kind of people that you're looking for are people 19 plus, right?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. And is there anything else that they need?
Absolutely nothing. The National Career Service provides a service for absolutely everybody. So even people who are in work and people who are not working. So it's absolutely everybody.
And is it age limit?
19 and above.
Okay, that's cool. So if anybody wants to get in contact with you, apart from coming down here today, how else can they get in contact with you?
They can look on the website, which is probably the best and easiest way to get hold of us, National Career Service. And they can come along today if they want to. That's probably one of the other ways to contact us.
Social media,
we have a Twitter account, we have a Facebook page, we have, you name it, Instagram, it's all over there. National Career Service, easy to get hold of.
Right, that's it. I want to thank you very much, Sonia. Over to you, Clark.
Colourful.
London Jobs Fair.
Colourful Radio.
Thank you, Sonia Pauline. Ladies and gentlemen. Yes, you are still tuned to Colourful Radio as we broadcast live from London Jobs Fair, right at the heart of Brixton, Lambeth Town Hall. Not just Lambeth Hall, but Lambeth Town Hall. It's a massive place, you know. You need to be here to see the renovation and refurbishment yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to indulge your audience, please, because we are going to be hearing from a very honorable person who goes by the name Jack Hopkins. If you can put your hands together for Jack Hopkins.
Okay, thank you very much. I want to say thank you to everyone who's here today. The energy in this room, the energy upstairs is immense. I've met hundreds of people today, hundreds of people who are here to get jobs. And this is what we're all about. I'm deputy leader of Lambeth Council, and we are, my portfolio is about jobs, because that's really, really important to this political administration, the Labour Party. We've got businesses here. We've got charities here, social enterprises here, the voluntary sector, community groups like High Trees, all here to make sure that Lambeth people get the best chance in life, that they get the jobs that they need, that they can live a full, rich life, enjoy themselves, and be part of Central London, which they are. So I just want to thank everyone who's here providing jobs, giving advice, giving workshops, helping people out, looking after each other. We're really, really grateful. This is fantastic. We've got tons of people who are going to get something out of today, and hopefully lots of lives are going to change for the better. So thank you all for coming. Thank you for being here. Keep the energy up, and we'll be keeping an eye and making sure that this happens again next year and in between in different parts of Lambeth. So thanks very much. I'm going to also introduce one of my colleagues, Councillor Irfan Mohammed, who is a councillor for right here in Brixton. So, Irfan.
Thank you, Jack. Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. Thank you for everyone turning up here today. Thank you. I'd like to thank London Job Fair for organising this and choosing Lambeth Town Hall to organise this event. It's very great to look around the room and see so much diversity. It's not, you know, it's good to see young people, old people, and people from all sorts, all walks of life. And hopefully, do you know what, I'm a business owner, Electric Avenue. I'm also a councillor in this ward, and it's great to see, do you know what, Lambeth Labour is, do you know what, sponsoring this, is helping this, and do you know what, making this work. Lambeth Labour is, do you know what, it's all about, it's about, do you know what, all our Lambeth residents get jobs, find jobs, and, do you know what, have opportunities, because there are opportunities out there, and it's great to see so much diversity and everything, to see so many people in this ward, in this room. And thank you for everyone for coming to this event, and hopefully, do you know what, someone out there, and everyone hopefully, not just some people, everyone will learn something, everyone will find a job, and everyone will find an opportunity for them. Thank you.
Colourful.
London Jobs Fair.
Colourful Radio.
wanna grab up, grab up. They can look if they touch, they get bad up, bad up. Yes, man, I'll give you the look. Back up, back up. Then I turn around
colourful,
and I'm gonna get that bomb, that
bomb. London Jobs Fair. Colourful Radio.
Right, this is Sonia Ponian here. We're coming to the close of the day today, but we are still at London Jobs Fair in, listen to this guy here, in Land of Town Hall. Now, I've just nabbed Anthony. He's got this badge around his head, that around his neck, that says he's a job seeker. So you're seeking a job. I want to hear from you, Anthony. So you came to the London Jobs Fair today, and what is it about? Actually, first of all, how did you hear about them?
From the job seekers.
How did you hear about this event today?
From my advisor at the job center. Yeah.
And so you decided to come down, and have you registered with any companies at the moment?
Yeah, so far I've registered with Virgin Media, Army Safeguard, and yeah, the Army. And I think there's one more that is over there to do with security. And so far that's what I've been interested in.
So you think you're one of them guys, like, you know, can beef down the doors and that?
I reckon so.
Have you done security work before?
No, but I've been in the retail business for quite a while, and that's kind of like what was one of my job roles.
So out of the three that you applied for, because one of them is technology, right, Virgin Media, and you applied for security and you applied for the Army, which one is it that you think that you really, really want to do?
More likely the Army, because it's got a lot of different variation and it will help me in what I'm doing, because I like to work out and go to the gym as well. So
work out. So you want a free gym membership, is that what it is?
No, not a free one, just a lifetime one.
Right, but are you ready for it? Because to be in the Army, I could be wrong, right, but I feel like you have to be really, really disciplined. Are you a disciplined person? Because if they tell you get up at 7 o'clock, you best make sure your butt is up.
When I'm want to be, I can be. I'm very determined. When I want to be, I can be. I'm very determined.
Well, we wish you all the best with your application, and we're going to see if we can get it through for you.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. Right, Kofi, over to you on the decks there. Oops, sorry, we got Clark behind.
Yeah, I'll go with me, David and...
Sorry. David and...
Chantel.
David and Chantel. So, Chantel, ladies first. So, Chantel, how are you? How are you?
Oh, I'm great, thank you.
What are you here for?
Just to have a look at jobs in makeup or music, possibly.
Oh, so you're into music?
Yes, in a big way.
Have you gotten any chance so far?
In the beauty side of things, I have, yes.
What about David?
Yeah, I'm also here looking for some work. Something maybe live sound or theatre, technology. That's what I'm interested in. So I had a look at the Shakespeare's Globe. They looked interesting, yeah.
So are you looking to join in them soon?
Maybe. They have the volunteer roles that I'm going to have a look into.
What about radio?
Yeah, interested in radio as well. It's back in New Zealand where I'm from. I used to host a radio show once a week.
Well, and how is radio like in New Zealand?
I guess similar to London. Yeah, it's good.
It's been nice talking to you.
You know it is.
Colourful.
London Jobs Fair.
Colourful Radio.
Right, Sonia Ponian here. And listen, I'm joined here at the London Jobs Fair at Lambeth Town Hall by Dee. Now listen, we put some music on. Obviously, we are broadcasting live, and you know that. We put on this track, and she was just boogieing it on down. And then she tells me she got two broken knees. Well, listen, girlfriend, you don't look like you got any broken knees. So tell me what that's about. But hold on. I think that's a bit therapeutic.
Do you know why? Because I do a lot of alternative healing.
What kind of healing?
No, just my own sort of healing, spiritual healing. And that's what I do. And positive thought. And I don't think about my illness.
Your youngness?
I'm 55.
Same age as me, baby. So how did you hear about London Jobs Fair?
And the job centre. And I thought, oh no, how am I going to cope with this? Because I haven't been in a job for about 20 years.
20 years? What have you been doing, girlfriend?
Sitting out in nature, that's what I've been doing.
What, naked?
No.
They're all laughing at you. Okay, so what did you do then before, your illness?
I worked in catering. I met many famous people as a security receptionist and everything. And I started from the bottom and I just went straight up and worked my way up, and I just loved it, working with people. But in that time, I did meet a lot of famous people, do you know? And I've done cashier work, catering, security work. And then I became really ill. And I was diagnosed with sarcoid of the heart and lungs. And so I my heart stopped 4 times. But it changed my whole view on life, so, you know.
Not all right, so what did you come down here today for then?
Job Centre told me to come down here.
But did you have to come down here,
yes,
or
did
you?
I did.
As what? They're going to stop your money?
Yeah, they would stop your money. But when I came in here, it's just so positive in here, yeah. Positive energy. Everybody's lovely. You know what I mean? So,
did you find an organisation that you could sign up to for work?
Yes, 3 or 4. I've put my name down, everything, and email, and so I just find it really positive energy in here. It is brilliant.
She loves the dancing.
I love dancing.
But do you know what? I didn't see any organisations in here who are dance instructors or looking for dancers. So what are you going to do?
Don't know. I just love being around people and being happy.
Administration work?
Administration, clerical, I'd love to do that. But because of my disabilities and that I have chronic fatigue as well. So it's one day is up, next day I don't know where I am. So I think of my illness. I have to stay positive.
Right, Dee. Well, I say thank you very much for coming down to Job Fair, and thank you for being such a sport and lifting the spirits in here.
Okay, darling. It's lovely to see you.
Over to colourful, you in the studio.
London Jobs Fair.
On Colourful Radio.
Final hours are coming down. We're on a countdown now. Listen, this is Sonia Pony here, and we are still at the London Jobs Fair here in Lambeth Town Hall. It's buzzing around. Loads of people are still here. The last minute trying to find themselves a job or sign up to an application. Look at these ladies here. Look at me. But I'm joined here by Queen of Sheba. Yes, Sheba? Yes?
Yeshiba. AKA Queen of Sheba.
Okay, what does that mean?
Look. No, my name is Yeshiba, but I say Queen of Sheba because people remember when I say Queen of Sheba.
Okay, Yeshiba, Queen Yeshiba, what is it that you're doing here at the London Job Fair today?
Well, I've come down to have a look at what jobs and professions are available in the job market. I got redundancy about 6 months ago, and I'm looking to get back into the market. But also, I'm still looking for opportunities to set up my own business or have multiple streams of income. But in the interim, I'm looking for something within the professional arena.
Okay, so when you say within the professional arena, what kind of industry?
I'm looking for example, the industry. I'm looking for management, community development. I'm looking for education and training, for example, because I'm a professional trainer.
Training in what industry?
No, I'm across the board. I'm a petals trained trainer.
She's a teacher, everybody. She's a teacher.
Yes, and I've got some experience. I was at Bromley College for 5 years working with mature students, and I love also training, mentoring, coaching, that kind of.
So since you've been here today, have there been any organisations that's kind of like, oh yeah, I like them, I've signed up to them?
Yes, I've seen, I saw Learning and Skills, and I know they usually also need trainers, so I'm interested. I also see, I used to manage the home care sector, and though I'm not looking to work as a home carer, but I'm looking to, I could actually looking for a management role within that sector.
So did you sign up to any of these? Because there are quite a few care sectors here today. Have you signed up to any of them?
Yeah, I signed up to one. Yeah.
Awesome. So, I want to say thank you very much. What is your aspirations? If you could have the job of your dreams, let me take this out before it hurts you. If you could have the job of your dreams, yes, what would it be today?
The Prime Minister of the UK.
Move over, Theresa May.
Yeah, no. Seriously, my ideal job will be in international relations and diplomacy, because I love to work. I would love to work internationally. I love to work with women. I'm also a women's advocate. I've worked with domestic violence. So any international organization in diplomacy, development, sustainability, across the board, geopolitically, I'd be happy in. Also, I'm very much keen on conflict mediation and reconciliation, where I've got good skills and good intentions in.
Awesome. Right. Yeshiba. Is it Yeshiba?
Yeshiba. Yes.
Yeah, I got it right. I got it. Well, thank you very much for coming down to the London Job Fair. And we hope you find the job of your dreams. And it ain't too long before you get that.
I believe that will be the case.
Right. Awesome. You're a blessed lady.
Thank you. I always see the glass half full. Or I usually take the glass, drink the water, so there's nothing to worry about.
Colourful, colourful.
London Jobs Fair.
On Colourful Radio.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go back to PT Valley on this one. I'm going to have to go to Carnival on this one. Matter of fact, let me book my flight. Work, 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 work. She want to chew it, fur, 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 fur. Put that kitty in the dirt, 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 dirt.
Colorful,
colorful, colorful. London Jobs Fair.
Colorful Radio.
Yeah, we are still here at London Jobs Fair. I would say, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to us, that's fine. If you're here, please, I would need your ears, please, because we have another lovely person who happens to be Moira, who's about to speak to you. I would say job search, job found, job done. London's Job Fair. Job search, job found, job done. Thank you, Moira.
I can't really say much to that, can I? Job's Fair. I love that. What can I say? I love the fact. I think it's been fun. It looks as though we've had a footfall well in excess of 1,000 of job seekers. We're looking to work with all these job seekers, obviously, afterwards, match them up with the employers that have come, the training providers that have come. A very, very big thanks to Colourful Radio. Thank you for coming and covering this. We love Colourful Radio. We really do.
Yeah.
Thank you to all our exhibitors.
We love
you're all talking. You're still meeting job seekers, aren't they?
Yes, we do love you too. But how difficult it is organizing this event?
It's a nightmare. I'm not gonna lie.
We love it.
Nightmare.
The result is great.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, typically we will get thousands of people into employment throughout the years. We've been running this since 2012. And it's now expanded out into East London, expanding out into West and North London. So it's moving.
So what do you say is going to happen next year?
Next year we'll be running South London again. Remember, 20th, 21st, 22nd, one of those days. Hopefully meeting Colourful Radio again, having new job seekers on board.
Good.
A lot of repeat employers looking for vacancies. We don't let anyone exhibit in the event unless they really do have an opportunity for a job seeker. They're not allowed to exhibit.
Yes.
It's all about finding jobs for job seekers.
That's very beautiful.
Thank you.
Job search, job found, job done. London's Job Fair.
I just have one question. So you know you have this job fair every year. Is there any way that you have of monitoring the amount of people that gets jobs that are put in a job?
Yes.
And how do you do that?
We work very hard to do create an evaluation. We do an evaluation of the outcomes, if you like.
Yeah.
And because we have such a high footfall, 1,000, 2,000 sometimes, well over 1,000, what we have to do is take a percentage, because we can't work with all 1,000, 2,000, whatever the footfall is. So we'll take a random sample, not percentage, a random sample of job seekers and identify what's happened to those job seekers after.
Yeah. Awesome. So, and does this also include like people who've got disabilities?
Yep.
Yeah.
People with disabilities, all sorts of different people. So wherever they are on their journey into employment, they can find an opportunity here. So they should be able to walk out with something. So some people may not be quite ready for employment. They may need a little bit more support. Well, this is the place to get it.
Yeah, awesome. Well, I want to say thank you very much for inviting us down here, to letting us share and part. This is like building history, building legacy.
Yeah.
So we want to say from Colourful Radio, thank you very much for allowing us to be here, to sharing it. It's been a beautiful day. There's been amazing people here. And I'll tell you what, all the employers that have been here, they have been really, really forthcoming with allowing us to interviewing them, to getting them more exposure and getting their word and their business out there.
Oh, lovely. Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
Thank you once again, Moira Skinner of London Jobs Fair. Yes, well, this is what exactly we are talking about. When it matters most, we are there, Colourful Radio.
the dream team, baby.
Be it for the community or the society that we live in.
Well, the society is the community.
So what has
the community is the society?
What has the day been for you like?
Well, I think it's been quite exciting today. You know what I mean? My energies have been quite high. You know, I've interviewed quite a lot of people today.
I know.
My voice is a bit croaky now, and I need some water.
Because you were on fire.
I'm always on fire.
Good. But today was extra.
This is what I was born to do.
Okay, I know that. Artistic, yeah. What I would say, London's Job Fair, yeah. Job found.
Yeah.
Job search, job found, job done.
So, guys, if you're out there and you're looking for a slogan for your business, Clark is the person.
I'm so good at it. I was born to do that. Desiree, what do you say?
Yo, it's been such a great day.
Yes,
You caught me off guard. I'm speaking for the young people, yo. It's so good. No, London Jobs Fair has been fantastic. It's been great to speak to all the exhibitors today and also the people that were coming to look for jobs as well. It was nice to hear their perspectives. Bye. Na, 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 na.
Colorful.
London Jobs Fair.
Colorful Radio.